With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting explosions in Israel on Thursday.
Israeli police have reported a series of explosions on three buses in central Israel in what they said appeared to be a militant attack. No injuries were reported. Police rushed forces to the scene in Bat Yam, a Tel Aviv suburb, as they searched for suspects. Bomb disposal searched buses and trains nationwide for additional bombs. A police spokesperson told local TV that explosives were found on two other buses. The mayor of Bat Yam says it's a miracle no one was hurt. He says the buses had finished their routes and were in a parking lot. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military says the remains of two child hostages have been identified, but another body released by Hamas was not the boy's mother nor any other hostage. It called the failure to return four hostages Thursday a violation of the utmost severity of the ceasefire agreement. Vice President J.D. Vance kicked off this year's Conservative Political Action Conference with a speech to the conservative crowd in National Harbor, Maryland. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The annual conference, which traditionally has brought together different factions of the Republican Party, has become increasingly aligned with President Trump's MAGA wing. The vice president touted the Trump administration's success in its first month of restoring, quote, safety and prosperity to the American people, which he said is the president's fundamental goal.
The fundamental goal is we want your children and grandchildren to be able to raise a family in security and comfort in the country that we all love. That is the whole goal of President Trump's agenda.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 450 points, the Nasdaq dropped 93. This is SRN News. There's trouble brewing at Wheaton College.
The celebrated Christian school, which numbers Billy Graham amongst its graduates, is being accused of drifting into liberalism by a growing body of alumni, students, and families. 1,000 of them have signed a letter demanding new leadership at Wheaton, pointing out the, quote, centering of race and the elevation of voices who promote unbiblical pedagogies, as well as the uncritical appropriation of LGBT terminology. The signatories say they'll quit supporting Wheaton if nothing changes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has permanently blocked an Ohio law that would have required that the bodies of aborted babies be cremated or buried. The decision by Hamilton County Judge Allison Hathaway came in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics in the ACLU. The judge found that a 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. It's a less than rosy business forecast from the nation's largest retailer.
Walmart delivered another year of strong sales and profits in 2024, but this year appears to come with new challenges in an uncertain economic landscape. The retailer's outlook for 2025 is as much as 27 cents below analyst projections for per-share earnings and for the quarter. That sent Walmart stock lower along with that of some other retailers, including competitors Target and Costco. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Michigan judge is putting sponges in the hands of shoplifters and ordering them to wash cars in a Walmart parking lot when spring weather arrives. Genesee County Judge Jeffrey Clothier hopes the unusual form of community service discourages people from stealing from Walmart. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.